listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real, take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I hope you guys are receiving me loud and clear. Seems like my other devices are still ringing through Skype. I don't know. Maybe my co-host can give me a little confirmation here.
Yeah, you're coming through good. You jumped on just at the last moment, as I expected that you would. Like I say, you know, half the time you're coming through, basically a couple minutes later, right on time because of all the difficulties. But you sound good. I believe we have our guest lined up too.
All right. Okay. Yeah, absolutely right. Mike is confirming that. So, guys, without further ado, I will go ahead and introduce our guest for tonight. We have Victor C. Forsythe here on the show. Victor, how are you doing?
Good evening. Good to be on.
Yes, and please, thank you for the reminder. Please keep the language clean. I know you get excited and things that happen in this world are very terrible, but please keep it clean.
Absolutely. I'll try the best I can.
All right. So, tell us about your conundrum.
My current situation is that I had a business at the corner of 20th and Federal, right close to the Bronco Stadium here in Denver. And I've had it there for 12 years. And it was doing pretty good for most of the time. But lately, in the last year or so, the computer repair business has gone down, and I don't want to get into that, but what my activism centers around 9/11. And I've been told by some friends that because of my appearance, they're right outside my business on after the football games with my big sign saying investigate 9/11 and my T-shirt were the main cause of what happened to me. Now, what happened to me goes back to July of last year. About 2:30 in the morning, I get woken up by the screams of a young woman, and I go to the kitchen window, and she just fell and scraped her knee really bad, and she was crying and sobbing. So I was stressed, so I go outside and I ask her what's going on. She says her boyfriend, who was at the corner, was after her, wanting to kick her ass because she drank too much. Wow. Okay. Well, what can I do? So she says, "Can I use your bathroom? My knee's bleeding." And so I said, "Sure, come on in." And so I let her in. And I showed her the bathroom, and by that time the door was being banged on, and there was a guy screaming, "If you don't open up right now, I'm breaking down the door." So I went into my bedroom, grabbed a .22, shot downstairs into my door, one shot as a warning, and I said, "Don't you dare!" But he continued anyway. He broke down the door. And the thing was that this was right when the police arrived. Somebody had called the police. And I don't know who, but anyway, the door was broken into when they arrived, but they did hear my shot. So I was arrested for firing and discharging a firearm, and obviously he was arrested for destroying my door. And Megan Glenn, the girl, she's now my friend on Facebook. Anyway, the thing is that about a month later, it comes time to pay the rent. And I tell the landlord, well, my apartment is not safe. So you, according to Colorado law, you should fix my door. And he said, no, you want to play the hero, you fix the door. And so I told him, I'm not paying for the door. So then I kind of got a bad feeling about the whole thing because when I first moved in there, he had about 12 workers upstairs in the insurance business called Mile High Group Insurance. And for the last 8 months, 9 months, he's had only one person. And it didn't look good because I could, you know, the parking was right behind my place, and his parking business has gone down really, really bad. Anyway, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but he later, this is ludicrous. This is beyond ludicrous, okay? He gets a protection order 3 days later because he says that I broke down the door as a threat to him. And he lives in Bailey. Anybody who knows where Bailey is, it's up in the mountains up here. He lives in Bailey, and nobody lives upstairs in the insurance office. So I couldn't believe it when I saw it when they first arrested me, because I was served with a protection order. And also that he alleged that the discharge of my .22 into my door downstairs was a threat to him. So anyway, I got arrested, and for discharging.
I'm sorry to break in here. What? Yeah. Keep going. So this is absolutely absurd, though. I mean, we should take a second here and just realize this is ridiculous.
I'm falling in anger.
Oh, the absurd part is still to come, because what happens is when I go to court on this, breaking the no contact or whatever it is, I forget. But anyway, what happens is that George ordered my landlord to give me a full 30-day eviction. A real eviction, but according to Colorado law, it should be 90 days if I'm there for over a year. And I was there for 12 years. But the incredible thing is, then after the judge ordered my landlord to do that, I tell him, okay, well, give me the key. And he said, no, this guy here, he rented your apartment with all your stuff in it. And so it's already rented out, and your stuff is his. I mean, really?
So the same guy?
No, he rented it to another guy. My landlord rented it to another guy with all my stuff in it.
So this sounds like... Now, let me throw out my idea of the conspiracy here. And because you are who you are, you know, wanting to voice your righteous campaign for 9/11, because we all know it's an inside job. Do you think this is something that happens? This reminds me of what happens in New York when you know, you've got the damsel in distress and she's getting robbed by some big thug, and then you go to help, all of a sudden you're getting robbed by both of them. Do you think you're targeted?
I kind of think that it's three things combined. It's the fluoride in the water, which I helped fill up the auditorium at Denver Water for 2 days with experts about fluoride, which is really a rat poison. And after 2 weeks of deliberation, they decided to keep the fluoride in the high levels. Now they're importing fluoride from China, or were. But anyway, The other part is the aluminum that they're spraying us with, the chemtrails. And a third thing, as I've been researching this and posting it on my group Current Events Discussion on Facebook and also on my wall, that there's these 5G networks, and some of these transmissions can be very harmful to human health, and especially to the brain. So it's just too much. This there's no reason to be, for all these young people be straining their eyes on these little tablets and things. They're going to lose their sight, let alone their minds, if they continue with this 5G stuff, because that's the whole thing in Huawei China, it was the center for 5G, you know, testing and everything else. So there's a really dark side to 5G, and I would urge your listeners to investigate that. Hello?
Of course. And we do have Jema Vatel joining us again tonight to help co-host the show. Just to let everybody know, if she chimes in here. Now, we're hearing a horror story here, and one that I would probably go to prison over, because I'd end up dragging this guy out of my place, restraining him, and taking all my stuff back, if nothing else. I mean, how are you emotionally handling all this?
Well, it's been a tough ride. I was with Timothy Leary during the 60s, and I got arrested for trying to deliver a 1 pound bag of LSD in Honolulu. But the worst.
Can you elaborate a little more when you say you were with Mr. Leary in the 60s? Because
yeah,
Timothy Leary. That's a little vague to me. That sounds crazy.
We were trying to wake people up to the insanity of the Vietnam War, which was totally legal, and spraying Agent Orange on a civilian population is a war crime. And I've been saying it since the 60s. And anyway, we were trying to give people an example. We had a vegetarian restaurant that was on a donation basis. People donated if they liked the food. If they didn't like the food, they didn't pay anything. So, you know, we were trying to be pioneers in various ways. We were trying to promote a vegetarian diet. The name of the restaurant was Love Animals, Don't Eat Them. And I truly hope that someday we can get out that they're paying $10 million a minute in subsidies for the ethanol. And they're also this $1 billion a day subsidy to animal agriculture. I'm not sure it all goes to animal agriculture, but most of it goes to, related to animal agriculture, the feed and everything else. Bovines aren't supposed to be eating that kind of stuff. They're supposed to be eating grass. But anyway, I've been an activist, as you can see, for many years. I think the worst was when I got arrested in the 70s in California, in Laguna Beach, for unfortunately, I sold to the wrong guy. I sold 2 ounces of Nepalese temple balls that our friends related to Timothy Leary. We were making a movie about surfing around the World Cup in the summer. And that way we got in some Nepalese temple balls and some surfboards. And I unfortunately sold 2 ounces. Guess what they wanted to give me in time for selling those 2 ounces of hash from Nepal?
how much time?
Life in prison. They wanted to give me life in prison. So I, of course, went to court on this. Entrapment was my main defense. And we got a hung jury. This is 1972. And so after that, they said, we're not going to give in. You either plead guilty or we go do it again. So my attorney cost $12,000. This was when my mother, unfortunately, had the money. But this was when gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. So you can make a comparison. And anyway, I decided it's not worth it to pay another $12,000 and not have a guarantee that I'm going to get off. So I jumped bail. I bought a school bus and drove all the way down to Panama. And then I had two aunts in Panama. And that's where my mother met my father. He was stationed in the Panama Canal Zone. He was an officer there. And so I then had my school bus, Winnebago, you might say, shipped to Ecuador. And that's where I grew up, actually, is in Ecuador. So I was there for 2 years. I had a nice natural foods vegetarian restaurant in a town called Baños, which is renowned for its wonderful hot springs. And it's so scenic, and the air is so fresh and clear coming up from the Amazon. My God, it's just a beautiful place with all kinds of beautiful birds and butterflies and stuff. But unfortunately, Nixon's little DEA agents came and got me. And so I fought extradition for a few months, but I couldn't win, so they shipped me back here. And in jail, I meet one of the guys from the Brotherhood of Eternal Love, which was Timothy Leary's group. And I tell him what happened, that they just shipped me back from South America. They went down to get me. And I said, well, can you believe this? And he says, yes, Nixon's buddies are setting up a system of private prison. That's what the drug war is all about, is taking away your rights and setting up private prison. Yep. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's still going on.
Human trafficking is big business, yes.
So anyway, fortunately, my mom was able to pay off somebody else. What? My mother paid off another attorney, and she got me a plea deal of a year in jail. So the life in jail, life in prison turned into a year. And so there's a lot of stories about that, because I barely survived that, because there were some people in that jail that did not want to see me alive. But anyway, that's the way things go. So do you have any questions for me?
Do you know I know we're going to go to break in about a minute or so. I know V's going to take us up to break or so. I'm sorry to get into that little jag about Timothy Leary, but when someone says, oh, yeah, I was hanging out with Timothy Leary back in the day, that's something that definitely is very interesting. And you seem to be pretty well-versed on a number of issues. So I'm guessing V's going to probably want to get back into the story afterwards, V.
Awesome.
Well, what she went through is, wow, what an amazing story. From life to a year in prison. So, yeah, at that point, as things are just happening with the private prisons, they just want to start packing the place with bodies. They didn't care what bid you took. They need to start to make that new system some money. So,
to better do that in China. So that's when Nixon took his good buddy Sam Walton. Do you know who Sam Walton is? Or was?
No.
Now, he was the founder of Walmart. So Nixon and his buddy at the time, Sam Walton, went right after Vietnam was declared over with. They rushed to China to make some deals with all their prison labor. Isn't that nice democratic of them, Nixon? And, of course, this is after Kissinger. He went down and he proudly, he caused a revolution in Chile. Because
I'll let you finish that. We got to go to commercial break and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Mr. Victim C. Forsyth, you have an incredible story. Please continue.
Yes, when I jumped bail and I went down to Ecuador, I was greeted by quite a few Chilean refugees that were refugees from Kissinger, that dictator sponsor. He proudly has pictures of himself with Pinochet, and they killed thousands of Chileans when they overthrew the most popular government ever in Chile and murdered the president, Salvador Allende. And so I got to be with the little girls and all the bunch of survivors. I was with a yoga group, and there was a couple of people that were members, and that's how I got to be with them. But it was really tragic, that. But anyway, I hope that getting back to what's relevant most today is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'm sure you've heard of them. What have they been doing lately? Well, in the last few years, they've been funding vaccines for just this type of scenario. And these vaccines are not going to work. That's guaranteed. Because these, I have evidence, very strong evidence, that this whole coronavirus thing is made worse by the 5G network. So his vaccines are a total hoax, and they're going to kill a lot of people because, unfortunately for him, he's been, well, he blew it because he said in a number of occasions that he wants to see a big world population reduction. So, and this is how he's going to get it, by killing all these people. My God, this is a,
well, absolutely,
a worse criminal than Hitler. My God.
Yes, yes. He's killed untold millions already, and he wants to kill
more.
But
don't believe me.
Not only.
Don't believe me.
Well, not
only. It's on YouTube. You can just go Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and you'll get the lowdown one way or another. YouTube, Yahoo, there's a bunch of ways. But, nobody has to believe anything I say.
Well, people can look at my documentaries once again. Target Individuals documentaries. You can find it on Facebook, YouTube. And yes, I definitely point this out, but I also point out the fact that there are several foundations in which Bill Gates is funding that is going along with the geoengineering, quote unquote, the spraying of aluminum on us. Now, yeah. Bill Gates owns a portion of the government. People don't realize this, that he owns a portion of our government for a simple fact that they are using his computers and software. Okay? He knows everything that's going on across the freaking world. This is your Illuminati, probably number one. People need to realize that. Forget Lord Rothschild, okay? Rothschild sits back and throws money wherever he can, but you've got people actively campaigning for our genocide, like this Bill Gates.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. While I was in jail, I began writing The Future of Slavery due to my situation. But then my vision changed to the future, when we are able to get rid of the greed that causes this private prisons and all this other stuff, and liberate humanity. Because I envisioned what I call the Eden machine. I did get some experience from later working with a company in California called Sunchief Solar Systems. But I envisioned a large solar hot water heater in the shape of a huge pyramid, sucking in the seawater, you know, above the sea, and sucking in the seawater, and with the sun, turning it into superheated steam. And then the desalinated water is used to green up our planet, to have underground greenhouses with the water and the power. And the solar power can make automated factories. And so much can be done if we can get rid of this oil mongering regimes that we have. It's totally bogus. And we're going to have to be liberated from this oil-burning society, because to me, the United States is an oil company with an army. That's all it is.
Yeah, so, I agree.
Okay. Yep. So that's my rant for tonight.
Okay, so what are you going to do about your own personal situation? Oh, well, sorry. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back from Station ID.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm Ghost V. I have Jayma and Will here backing me up. And then we have our guest, Victor C. Forsythe. Now, I hope you have names for us, names of judges, officers, because I have an appetite for judges. I've had some of them with help removed, deposed. And I think that's going to be a bigger part of what I do here coming up in the future.
Wow, because that's exactly what I want to tell you, is that the judge ordered my landlord to give me a full 30-day eviction. And when I found out that my apartment had all been rented out with all my stuff, then I did a small claims lawsuit with a judge named Schwartz here in Denver. And what happened was that the judge threw out my small claims, and then he refused to explain it. because I wanted an explanation why he did this and refused to support his own order against me. That's when I realized something's weird going on here, because this is not an ordinary, lockout. I don't know. Lockout is not supposed to be legal in Colorado. What?
My friend, you were targeted. That much is clear.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, and right now, what happened was I've been looking for some legal help, and I got a call from someone anonymous that told me how to proceed now, and he seemed to know what he was talking about because he seemed to know about my case. So I've gone and I've set a regular a lawsuit against my landlord, and that we had an appearance on Monday, and about that, and then he sent me his response today, and then tomorrow I'm going to go back to court and see what I can do to keep this going and to at least win a small lawsuit against this guy. And if not, I'd like to see this judge disbarred, because this judge, I mean, the blatant, wow, I mean, really, this guy can lie like a weasel, and I mean, not just regular lies, but really demented lies, and get away with it.
Many of them do. I've had three judges do that in my case. That's penalties of perjury. You can take them before the judicial board. That's what I'm looking into.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get a trial by jury for this. So I'm in for that tomorrow.
Good.
Meanwhile, this guy who's renting your place could be doing God knows what to any of your property, if he's even keeping of it.
My God, I mean, it's really sad. I was after the hearing, I went to plead with him, and I go there and I find I had been collecting these board games for years and years and years. Hauled them around to wherever I was moving, because I moved from California to Boulder and so on, so forth and so on. And I go there, and the whole parking lot on a Sunday, he had taken all my boxes of board games and thrown them in the middle of the parking lot to be picked up by some trash people. So, yeah, I'm not expecting any goodwill from those people.
He didn't have the decency to give anything back?
No.
So this setup. This was a setup, my friend. You got set up from start to finish. More than likely because of your past and you basically escaping the wrath of the law during your Timothy Leary days. This is retaliation. I'm going to tell you right now, these people don't let go. And I know for a fact there has been many situations in which I had escaped from the law just for minor things, for this and that. And I've never I don't have a criminal background because of my ability to slip these people's fingers. And I've done it time and time and time and time and time again. Well, they just said, "Ding, let's turn them on. Let's make them a target individual." And they start doing little slimy things like this. See, they have more than one brand of justice that they like to dispense. There's one that you see on a docket, and then there's one that you don't see on a docket.
Yeah, I was taken in by one of my clients, and they were nice enough to give me a small, tiny little room, which I've been, oh my God, I've never dreamed of such a horrible thing, but at least I got someplace to stay, and I've been using the computer in the library for my Facebook and everything else. I finally was able to get because I'm retired. I'm 70. I'm retired, and I'm getting living on SSI, and it barely keeps me enough to keep ahead. Because my dream was to set up a Grateful Dead hemp casket company, because I'm a big fan of hemp, and I would like to see hemp caskets instead of all the pollution they do with these insane cremations and all the what they're costing for thousands of dollars for a cremation. I mean, give me a break. It's just, that's insane. Where do they get the authority, the religious authority, to burn human bodies? I mean, that is, to me, it's really offensive to have these people selling their dead guy scams all over the place. And they're advertising up to $30,000 for the last rites. I mean, $30,000? I mean, are you kidding me? These people are just, I mean, the religion of this country, unfortunately, right now is greed. That's all I see. And unfortunately, too many people are just blindly accepting it. And hopefully one of these days, my page about my book will be up. We will get this, we'll try to battle greed, is what I want to do.
And I'm a big fan of the Grateful Dead, so I just had to throw that out there. That's a nice name.
Oh, great. Awesome.
I saw Jerry. I was just a teenager before he died, but I was lucky enough probably about a half a dozen times to catch him. What was that, 93, 94, before he passed. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, and I've been making my own, I was making my own coins back in 2010 and 11. Hemp coins made out of silver and copper. And my copper coins say live free or die with a big hemp leaf on the cover. And then I have also made a coin that I thought hopefully would catch on. It would say go local, buy local. Not import all your shit from China. That was my worst nightmare back 10 years ago. And I mean, it was just getting worse and worse. And it's just gotten so bad now that it's really going to be an impact on the world economy. So and I would encourage your listeners to stack a little silver and maybe go for some silver commercials. Hopefully, maybe you can make some money there too, because I like to see you guys do well. And thank you for having me on your show.
Well, hit us with your links.
My link?
Plug your links. Yes.
Well, the best thing is to just go to my Facebook page, Victor C. Forsythe, and if you are looking for any link in particular, I can send it to you. Sure.
Okay, we'll put that in the description of the show. Absolutely. Once again, send those to Anthony Thomas on Facebook. And we'll get you set up there. People, we need to do outreach. We need to, if nothing else, we have to support each other. I mean, share the story at least. This is a terrible situation. Again, there isn't just the hand of Johnny Law. He's got another hand, and it doesn't look like the other one. And right. He will do exactly what he pleases with you. Big brother, my ass. I mean, if it's
I was
big
wondering.
Brother, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Will.
You know, V kind of speculated a little bit, and I would tend to agree with at least part of his speculation. Did you feel that you yourself were being targeted? And if that was the case, did you have any suspects or, you know, perhaps any motives?
You're asking me, right? Of course. Well,
yes.
that's what I've been posting is my 9/11 activism led to this. That's what my friends think. And now I believe it. I pretty obvious to me, but still the whole thing was so convoluted. Wow. And it's just, the whole thing is weird. But the good thing for me is this could happen to a lot of people. So a lot of people, if they find out, hopefully, that they will support me. And I have my book for sale, for Birth of an Angel, because that's what I believe that this planet should be headed towards, is an angelic consciousness, where we truly give to one another and make this world a better place. We don't need to be exterminating these huge portions of the population. We just need to evolve into healing, yoga and tantra and sexuality that can evolve to where the brain is the largest sexual organ in the body. And we can heal one another with breath work and with other types of things. And I mean, if a woman really wants to have a baby, she can have one in a safe tank where, you know, it's not going to be banged around or anything. And the fetus is going to be fed optimally. But I do believe that we are going to be evolving beyond procreation for the planet. And but at the same time, I believe we will be growing older, because instead of that energy to create a third person, we're giving that energy to one another and making that energy grow. And that's what we need to be, is we need to be spreading the light throughout the darkness, throughout the universe. And that's what our destiny is. Yes.
Yeah, totally agree. What's the name of the book again, and where can people find that? And before we get back to the subject of God.
Yeah, I have it. I can send it in email, or I can send it the whole thing on a flash drive. I've put it on multiple flash drives, and I can send it out U.S. mail, or and that way you don't have to download so much stuff.
How about thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com?
Yeah, my Facebook page has information about that. I just reposted it today.
Now, I have to ask you, too. I'm very interested in what you were talking about right now, and depending on what V and Jamin want to talk about, we could probably maybe end the show off with some of the stuff that you're talking about right now. But I'm dying to ask you, you've led such an interesting life bucking the system. How did you fall into this? Were you always somebody that was had some righteous indignation in you, or how did you fall into all of this?
Well, I had some experiences I had Ecuadorian family in different cities in Ecuador, and then I had my aunt in Panama. One lived in Panama City, and the other lived north of there, about an hour. And the thing was that I experienced a lot of destruction of the rainforest and the environment. And I've been trying to tell people that since I founded the Rainforest Action Network in the 80s with the help of David Brower, the thing is that by destroying the rainforest, all these leaves give off moisture. So if you take the actual area of how much leaves are giving off moisture and you compare it to a body of water, the body of water is minimal. And so I was telling people that all this moisture going up or south, depending on where you are in the equator, is going to impact the global climate. They're going to have longer and colder winters, and they're going to have some really creepy cold coming down slowly from every now and then from the poles, or really hot like we had in Australia this year. It's going to be really, really hot. We're going to have so many forest fires. So we have to replant the earth with trees. I can't stress that enough. We don't have enough trees. We can't keep destroying trees and destroying trees for hamburgers. Oh my God. What an offense to Mother Earth these people are. And recently, last week, cattle ranchers killed one of the rubber tappers there in Brazil. When they had the rubber tappers, it's just a disgrace.
Well,
but sooner or later, people are going to find
Brazil,
out.
Well, Brazil has an egomaniac president right now, one who's trying to, I don't know, outdo Trump with his outrageousness, but he has declared that there will be no more rainforest at all within Brazil.
This guy puke. Really, literally puke. I mean, really. Disgusting.
I think we're going to break for some reason. I don't know. I guess we'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. I heard break music. I was like, okay, do we have an emergency situation going on here? But no, yeah, this president he's out of his mind. He's also on Twitter making a fool of himself. He's out of his mind. How do we let these people into positions of power?
Well, psychopaths and people that love to abuse power gravitate towards those positions. And people that are humble and good people don't gravitate normally to that. That's why you find that police officers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but why do we let them? a child can gravitate towards the cookie jar late at night, but we'll smack them upside the head and tell them to go to bed.
Well, we need some old ladies hanging around the cookie jar, apparently.
That's what we need.
Seems we're outnumbered with psychopaths, guys. I don't know. That's what it seems like.
Well, I'll volunteer to be an old lady near cookies any day.
that really fits you. Let's just picture that.
Oh boy, it's going to be pedo kitchen and cross dressing kitchen. I don't know, whatever.
He's looking at old bung holes. Now he's trying to dress as an old woman. What we got going on here? No.
I'm transitioning, and I would appreciate some respect, bigots.
I didn't say I didn't support you. We're just, you know, seeing what's going on here.
A little mangina action here. Well, we try to end off the show with a little bit of a laugh, at least some sort of solution to the problem. Guys, if you can support Mr. Forsythe here, you know, maybe you should set up a GoFundMe or something. But if you can visit his Facebook page, that would be great. Tell him I sent you. Tell him V sent you. Tell him that you listen to the show and that you would like to help. I would actually like to ask all of my other media friends to have you on as a guest, Mr. Forsythe, if you are willing to
do
that.
Thank you. I'd be more than glad to leave my number and be at your disposal.
Absolutely. And see, that's what it's all about. Linking the activism chain. I know some of my other media friends are like, you know, wait a month or two before you ask one of my guests to be on your show. Not me, I don't have that rule. You hear one of my broadcasts, you hear a guest that you want to have to be on your show, you can ask him right after the interview is over. This is about activism. This is about helping people out. This is about getting the word out. I'm not going to be, you know, it's not about stealing someone's limelight. It's not about any of that. If you're in this business, you should know that. I'm just here to help.
I wanted to just add that my largest group on Facebook, maybe either the current events discussion or Brotherhood of Eternal Love. That was the group that I was with Tim Leary, Brotherhood of Eternal Love. And so I'm the head of that group.
Okay. All right. Well, people, give a visit. And let's not let anything this man has been through be in vain. Especially when it comes to 9/11, people. If you don't already know, it was an inside job. Well, guess what? It was an inside job. Do your research. And with that said, we are going to be having some future shows here with Kelly Bogues again. And he's going to be giving us some of his debut material, albums, and even some music for bumper music. He's got to write us permission so that we show YouTube, not to flag us or anything, but that's all in the works. We have the new TV studio setup working here, and should be starting my video game show here soon, because that's what I am. I'm a video gamer. This all started, all of my activism started with video gaming. And it seems like I'm going to return right back around. So we're going to do that.
One last thing I wanted to say was that I've been investigating the anthrax attacks on 9/11, and I have a lot of information on that. But it's it's so obvious that who did the anthrax attacks. But I'd really like the opportunity to point it out on any future show. So. Please feel free to call me, and I would love to talk about the anthrax attacks, especially now that we have this coronavirus thing.
Well, that is something that we will get to, definitely. We might have you on next week. So,
oh, great.
We don't schedule here until, the weekend of. So we try to keep things open and loose. We'll definitely get to you. But again, people, it's very important that you get to Mr. Forsythe and definitely support. And yes, thank you for being a wonderful guest. I hope you have the most success that you can have in recovering your life, recovering your situations, and get started on your dream of making hip caskets. That would be a great thing for Mother Earth. All right. So, guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.